Okay, today's daf is Nida, daf Beis. Welcome back to Rashi, welcome back to Tosfos, welcome back to Rambam, Rashba, Ritva, Ran, Meiri, Vechulu, all of the Rishonim. But being this is the first day of the last Masechta in Shas, Talmud Bavli, just a couple of scheduling notes. Number one, first we are, if there is an interest, Baruch Hashem, we'll be planning a listener siyum, not just a virtual siyum, but hopefully a live siyum. I'm going to be in the States for the summer, so if anybody is going to be interested in getting together around the time of the siyum, it could be, not tentatively, that Thursday night. Wednesday night is the big siyum. And Thursday night, possibly, if anybody's interested in getting together and having a siyum and possibly doing that with Brachas Dav Beis, the shir and bracha for Brachas Dav Beis, that's the tentative plan, if there is an interest. So if some, people could email, so just that we could gauge the interest, email, there's a new website set up, rosnerdaf@gmail.com. rosnerdaf@gmail.com, if somebody could just send an email, whoever might be interested in getting together for a CM in the metropolitan, the New York area, the August 1st, August 2nd, that time period, right around the main CM. So that is, so we'll be able to plan accordingly if people could just send an email. Number one. Number two, I've been asked by a number of people through emails. By the time I will be planning to be mashlim all of the dafim the next cycle, that are not up. So Bezal Hashem, with Siyata Deshmaya, we take it day by day, but that's the plan. We're also working on a centralized website to get all the shiurim on, from all the different websites that the dafim are on. So Bezal Hashem, hopefully as that takes shape, it will be announced. Okay, but, that's just a couple of scheduling notes. And now we start Maseches Nida. The Meiri starts off Maseches Nida. Even before we get into the Meiri, we always have to mention, whenever we start one of these Masechtas, that Nida is one of Masechtas Ani. The Zohar says in Parshas Kisetse that Mashiach's going to come when Klal Yisrael are Oskim in Maseches Ani. Since Mashiach is described as Ani V'rochev al HaChamor, Pasuk in Zechariah, Mashiach is coming poor, riding on a donkey. So every word in that Pasuk can be focused on, and we can learn something from. First of all, Ani. Ani is Maseches Erevin, Nida, and Yuvamis. Those three Masechtas, which aren't the most popular Masechtas to study, being based on their nature, but the Zohar says that when Bnei Yisrael are Oskim in these three Masechtas, then Mashiach's on his way. So Baruch Hashem, today, thousands and thousands of Am Yisrael are starting to learn Maseches Nida, and Beth Hashem, this should be the next step towards Yemos HaMashiach. So, Erev Nida and Yevamis. That's Ani. Rochev al HaChamor, I think we've mentioned from the Chavetz Chaim in the past. Why a donkey? There are many more glamorous animals, not a donkey. How about Ani Rochev al HaSus? Ani Rochev al HaStallion? Some other type of, a glamorous animal. So says the Chavetz Chaim. No, the point is that Geula is not a one-step process. Geula doesn't mean that the Mashiach flies in. Boom. He says, no, Geula is in stages. It's a little bit, you go two steps forward and one step back and forward and back and it feels like we're going forward and then it feels like we're going backwards, and that's what Geula is. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, why he was so hesitant to go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to Mitzrayim. I don't want to go, I don't want to go. And what does he say? Shlach no biyat tishlach. So Rashi goes, shlach no biyat tishlach, biyat Aaron HaKohen. Because the one that you usually send, take Aaron. So the Pirkei Avot says, no, Shlach Nabi Yatishlach Eliyahu HaNavi. Because Moshe says, I don't want this Geula. We're going to go out, and then we're going to end up going to Golos again, and go out, and Golos, and go. No, bring Eliyahu. Meaning, make it the Geula Asida. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, there's not time for that yet. But that's the message of Ani V'rochev al HaChamor. So we're Osek right now in one of Maseches Ani. And Beth Hashem, we should all be zochet to great things through learning this Masechta. Okay, the Meiri says in his Hagdamah to the Masechta that the Pirush, his commentary on Nida, wasn't always printed in the end of Shas. Right, in the volumes that I have, it's printed at the end of Chulin. Right, that's the last one he commented on after Maseches Chulin. He does Nida. There's no Meiri on all the other Masechtas that we've just been Osek in, Bechoros, Erech, and Temura, Vechulu. The Meiri, though, says that it used to be that Nida, Kvar Bi'arnu, Bepsichas Achibur, Azos Masechta, Ratzalom Masechas Nida, Shuhumi Seder Taris, Umitzad Shenis Pashe Taminog, Lios Hishtadlus HaTalmidim, Bishloshes HaSedarim HaYiduim, Ratzalomar, Moe Nashim Unizikin, even in the days of the Rishonim, there were the Yeshivish Masechtas, as they're called, the Siddarim, that everybody was Osegin, well, even not just Nashim and Ezekin, also Moed, those three. So the Heyos HaShlosha HaNisharim, the other three, Zroim, Taras, and Kachim, Ne'ezavim Aziva Muchletes, Zulasi Le'echad Me'ir Ushnayim Mishpacha. Nobody learned anything from Kachim and Taras and Zroim, because nobody learned Brachas. Right? Nobody learned Nida. Nobody learned all the ones in Kachim. Kavoshek Damnu. V'ha'inyin zos ha'mesechta hechrachi b'limud gambes b'aneinu zeh. But obviously, out of all the others, you gotta learn this one. You want to see Kachim? We spoke yesterday about the importance of learning Kachim. But Nida's, ABC's, halacha l'maisa. There's a lot of non-halacha l'maisa also. But there's elements of very important halacha l'maisa. V'hisboninus kalel prateha at shehi ha'siba ba'atzma lios mechabri ha'talmud marichim ba al mishnayis miyasri ha'gamara v'yirios mishkinoseh ha'hitu mashalasu ha'kei b'shar mesech l'b'shir b'seder taris. That's why we have Bavli, and we have all the Rishonim. We're back. We haven't had a regular, all mesechtas are amazing and wonderful, but we haven't had a mesechta with the normal list of Rishonim since Chulin. Right, and before Chulin, since Avodah Zarah. Right, it's been a long time since we've had a regular Rishonim on Masechtas. So we're going to have it right now. So why, says the Meiri? Because obviously this was a limud that they took very seriously. Roha Gaonim, and that's why the Gaonim moved Nida. When they printed their commentaries on Nida, they put it at the end of Seder Nashim. It was printed with Nashim. Ulanicha betochidu asadam argilim v'ar lachabra. I'll say a seder. Rasulam I say the Nashim. It's clear that the Meiri's commentary on Nida was printed along with the rest of Seder Nashim. He says, that's why I put it here. Lios in yana ne'usim yoser al zeh seder. Because it's connected much more to that seder. Shekol in yoneha biur in yani tumas anashim bin yun maga betaris lin yur cheder mishkava isha v'kavu mukava b'sof ha-seder. They put it at the end. They don't want to be mafsik during the whole rest of the seder. Shol la-hafsik be'emsa ha-seder v'shol la-valbel tochen ha-seder b'hem achas la-achas. If it is in the middle, we would get all confused. Right, we would get mixed up Nida before getting in Kedushin. So he put it at the end. But these 10 prakim in our Masechta are, some are Lamaisa, some are not as Lamaisa, some are Tumetara, some are in terms of Lumdis, of Chazaka. But either way, says the Meiri, this was printed in the end of Masechta, at the end of Seder Taras, and that is what we're doing now, though. In Velazhin, they went straight in Talmud Bavli. So they learned Nida at the end of Kachim, like we're learning it. That's what Rav Chaim Velazhin instituted. Either way, now we get into Maseches Nida. Just background. What is a Nida? So we know the Torah tells us in Parshas Mitzora, the second half of Parshas Mitzora is all about the Tumah and Tara of people. So the Torah starts off about the men. The Torah talks about a man who is Mosi Shechvazera, a man who becomes a Zav, and then it goes into the women. And that's what much of this Masechta is about, these two women. V'isha kitiya zava dam yezova bivsara, a woman who has a flow of blood from her body. Bivsara, shivas yamim tihiyeh. Binida sa v'chalogia ba yitmara aref. 7 days she shall be in her state of nidus, and anyone who touches her, anything that touches her, yitma ad ha'aref. Anida is both in the world of Tum and Tara and in the world of Isser v'Heter, a topic that we will come back to, Be'ez Hashem, many times throughout this Masechta. On the one hand, she becomes tameh, like another avatoma. Like any other avatoma. Anything she sits on becomes a mishkav, right? Nida. But other than that, she was also Asr Labayla when she is a Nida. How long is a woman a Nida? First time in her life, a woman has her Nida, has her period. She is tummy for 7 days. It doesn't matter how long she sees in that 7 day period. It doesn't matter. She could see for a moment. She could see for all 7 days. It doesn't matter. What happens at the end of the 7 day cycle? She does a hefsek. She makes sure she's clean. She goes to the mikvah and she is with her husband. That's it. That's Nida d'Oraisa. Then, of course, we have the concept of Zava d'Oraisa. Zava da Oraisa, by the way, before we get there, if a man lives with a Nida, when she is a Nida, not only is a Nida Nisar Kares, but he becomes Tameh. V'chal, v'imshachov yishkav isho sa, usihini desa Allah, v'tameh shivas yamim, he becomes Tameh for 7 days. Even if he lives with her on day 6 of her Nidus. We're going to get to a Havamina later on. In the Masechta, fascinating Havamina of maybe he should only become Tameh as many days as she has left. But, yala l'ragla, but we'll Be'ez Hashem get to that. But that is Nida. But then we have a woman who has a re'iyah, not at the time that she's supposed to have a re'iyah. The isha ki yazuv zov dama yamim rabim below es didasa. A woman who has a re'iyah of three times, 3 days, not when she's supposed to have a re'ia. Oki sazuv al nidasa, or directly connected after those 7 days. So that is called a zava. There's what we call a zava katana, and what we call a zava gedola. A zava katana is a woman who sees one day, that she only has to wait 1 day, one yom naki, what's called Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom, and then she can go to the mikveh that afternoon and wait till the nighttime and be with her husband. Even if she sees 2 days, she's also Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom. She goes to the mikveh that afternoon on day three, and she is with her husband that night. But if a woman sees for 3 days straight, she becomes a Zava Gedola, and then she has to wait 7 clean days, Shiva Nekiyim, and only after that she can go to the mikveh and be with her husband, and she also has to bring a karban on the morning of day 8. She is one of the Mechusri Kapara, remember from the second Berak in Krisus, Zav, Zava, Yoledes, and Mitzora are the Mechusri Kapara. Machloka is about a Ger, Machloka is about a Nazir, but those first four are clearly Mechusri Kapara. That is the difference between a Nida and a Zava. Lamaisa Bizmana Zeh, all women, as we'll get to much later in the Masechta Daf Samach Vav, all women are treated as Zava Gedolas Bizman Hazeh, with much confusion, with accounting. We're going to have a couple of sugyas in this Masechta, where it's challenging to figure out. A woman doesn't know what she is. She has a Re'iyah, she doesn't know if she's a Zava, she's a Nida. Confusing. So that is why Bizman Hazeh, many years ago already, Chumra de Rav Zera instituted, and the women, actually, of the time, took it upon themselves, is the formulation of the Gemara, that all women today are treated as Zava Gedolas, and therefore anytime a woman sees any Re'iyah, she has to wait 7 clean days. Because this might be in her time of Zivus, breaking her Yemei Nekiyim, and therefore she has to wait clean days. So just to summarize, the differences between Nida and Zava, in conceptually, because in the Gemara, besides that line, we talk about them separately, a Nida and a Zava. Number one, a Nida does not require any Nekiyim, and a Zava requires Nekiyim. Number two, Nida can only go to the mikvah after the 7 days at night, and the Zava Gedola could go even in the afternoon of the 7th day. She has to just wait till the night. She'll be a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. Three, a Nida, not Shemeres Yom, she has to wait till the night. She'll be a Tful Yom. A Nida, number three, is not Chayev as a Karban. Nida is a normal process that happens every month. She's not Chayev as a Karban. Mashaykin is Zava, Gedola is Chayeves to bring a Karban. Number four is that Anita, doesn't matter how long she sees. Anita is if she sees a drop of Dam during her Yemei Nidus, she doesn't matter. She has to wait 7 days, and in that way, then she goes to the mikvah. Mashaykin is Zava, obviously is Tali on Yamim, Tali on 3 days. There is, we'll get to this Bezram later, there is a minority Shita of the Rambam and Rabbeinu Hananel how to calculate Zava and Nida. The Rambam seems to say, in a number of places, in Isurei Bia, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, forever and ever. A woman, first time she has her Nida, 7-11, 7-11. 7 days of Nida, 11 days of Ziva, 7 days of Nida, forever and ever. We don't paskin that way. We paskin, what Rov Rishonim say, that no, she's a Nida, and once she gets into the Zava world, then she does not go back to the Nida world until she has Shiva Nekiyim. It's not automatically. If at the end of the 11, she's on day 3 of Shiva Nekiyim, because she had seen 3 days in between, then she doesn't go back to being a Nida until she counts Shiva Nekiyim. Right, so that is a major difference, Machlokas Rishonim. It's a big discussion also, which we'll get to. What happened if she's a Zava when she has a baby? What's called Yoledes Bezov. Also, you got to calculate with the Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tara. Again, that's what a number of Dafim in this Masechta is all about, calculations. But that takes us, the differences between Nida and Zava are those four differences. And now we are ready to start the Masechta, almost. There is also Nida Da'oraisa. It's all background. We'll get to all of these sugyas. But there is Nida Da'oraisa and Nida Kufay Gimel. You're there. Nida Da'oraisa and Nida Darabanan as well. On a Da'oraisa level, in order for a woman to become a Nida, she has to have a Re'iya with a Hargasha. Again, this is in the second half of the Masechta, but this is Hakdama to Masechta's Nida. She has to have a Re'iya with a Hargasha. This is the first line in the Shulchan Aruch Anuchas Nida, Kufay Gimel. A woman who has blood that goes out of her uterus, mimakora, which is what nidus is. Nidus is the potential pregnancy that didn't happen. That's nidus. That's why this tumah is connected to tumas yoledus. Bein ba'ones, bein baratzon, temeya. Vehu shetargish biyitziyaso. Neither the Araisa is Re'ia with a Hargasha, with a feeling. What is that feeling? Not clear in the Gemara. Three Shitas in the Achronim. Starts with the Rishonim. Three Shitas. Does that mean a body tremor? Does that mean, right, the Piskei Tshuva, first Piskei Tshuva here in Hilchos Nida quotes it. That's the Rambam. Says, Ziazua Haguf. A body tremor. Or others say, Niftach Makara, she feels her uterus open. Or three, the Nodabi Huda and the Chasam Sofer have a machlokis. If there is a third, Zivas Davarlach, an internal flow of blood, not an external one where a woman feels it coming out of her body. An internal. Many, many poskim discuss how Bizman Azeh, most women don't feel any of these. Don't feel any of these. So what? There's no need to Daraisa today. There's no Hargasha today. So some say, yeah, in a chinami. Well, it wasn't the Mayan Afkamina, or we're not bringing Karbanis anyway. Not Ziva and Nida. Rav Yashiv writes in one place that, no, he thinks that maybe this whole discussion of needing a Hargasha to be an ingredient for Nida Daraisa is only when a woman sees when she's not supposed to see, when she wasn't expecting it, when she doesn't have a set cycle to see. But if a woman has a set cycle to see, so then if the cycle comes, so then you don't need Hargasha. Because this is obviously the normal cycle, and she's needed Daraisa even without Hargasha. So either way, that's a discussion that we will have as well as the Masechta goes on, but that is an important in terms of needed Daraisa, and that definition of needed Daraisa. Needed Rabbanan, there's a whole world that was created by the Rabbanan, we'll have to see why, for needed Rabbanan, and that is the world of Ksamim, the world of stains. A woman cannot become a needed Daraisa based on a stain. And that's why there are inherent leniencies when it comes to ksamim, which we'll get to later on in terms of Einu Makabel Tuma and Begadim Tzvuim Vechulu. All those leniencies are there because Nida D'Oraisa requires a Hargasha. Okay, there's a lot more, but that's just to get our feet wet, and we start off now the Masechta. The Masechta starts off in a way that we wouldn't have expected it. It's a machlokas between Shammai and Hillel and the Chachamim. Wow. Shammai Omer, Kol Hanashim Dayan Shaitan. Shammai says, all women, it's enough there in their time. What are we talking about? The Ritva says, we are like coming in the middle. We have what's going on here? So Rashi explains, if a woman sees Dam, how far back do we assume that she might have been a Nida already, and therefore, let's say she touched food 2 hours ago, was she a Nida already? Should we assume that the food that she touched 2 hours ago was also Tameh? When did she become a Nida? So Shammai says, you don't go backwards at all. Dayan, it's enough, Shaitan, this Shah right now, this moment right now, she's a Nida, boom. Mikana Lahaba, anything she touched earlier is Tahora. That is Shammai. Hillel Omer, Mipakida, Lipakida. Hillel says, no. You go back to the previous Bedika, the previous internal exam. When we use the term Bedika throughout this Masechta, that does not mean an external wipe, which a woman does after she goes to the bathroom, or the like. It means an internal exam, as we know, Bedika, with an aid habaduk, with a checked piece of cloth, that is called Pakida in the Mishnah, but it's also called Bedika as we will see. Hillel says you go back to the last Bedika even many days ago. Meaning, let's say a woman realizes she's a Nida on Thursday, so let's say the last time she did an internal exam on Monday, she had been clean. And now she's Tameh. You know what Hillel says? You go back to Monday. Maybe she became a Nida. We have to be choshes that she became a Nida right after her previous Bedika. So everything that she touched for the past 3 days is Tameh. That is Hillel. Even many days back, that is the key, right? Just the bedika. And we assume that the blood was stuck inside the kosli beis harechem. She already became a nida. It was already yotzei michutz mimakar, from the uterus. And therefore, she was already a nida. And it was just there. And it didn't come out. So that is why we have to be choshish for that. Third shita. V'chachamim omrim. Lo kedivrei zeh. V'lo kedivrei zeh. Rashi explains. Real Rashi. That, not nothing against the other Rashi, wonderful Tamide Rashi, but Rashi's back. Says the Chachamim, say the Chachamim, we're not so Mako, we're not so Machmir, we're the middle approach. You take the shorter time period, meaning you go backwards, but which is a lesser time period. Me'es la'es, which means 24 hours, or bedika, meaning if she had done a bedika within the past 24 hours, then you only go back to that bedika. And if that bedika was clean, then it's tameh. Tumah starts right after that bedika. But if she did a bedika before 24 hours ago, so then you only go back 24 hours. And we're not choshesh that the kosli beis harachem held the blood for more than 24 hours, so we do go back with the middle approach, the chachamim say. You don't say it's only mikano lahaba, you don't say it goes back for 3 days. You go back, mi bekida lo bekida, or me'es la'esh, whichever one is smaller. Ask the ritva, why do we start off with Shammai? Start off with Shammai, and what about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? We're talking about Shammai here. This is a question of the Ritva here. This is a question of the Tosfos Rit as well in Maseches Shabbos. Says the Ritva, Michol Makom Hayimadaber Hillel Tchiva. If you look around, Hillel speaks first. And the Tosfos Rit in Shabbos Tesvav quotes many examples in Shas where we find Hillel mentioned first. Look at the Mishnayos in Chagiga. Hillel Omer Lismoch, Shammai Omer Lo Lismoch. Right, and the first ones and all those Mishnayos there are the Nesiim, and the second ones are the Av Bezdins. So Hillel, why isn't Hillel first? Shammai should be first. Find Beis Shammai before Beis Hillel. This is the Tosfos Rit talking now. You could say, you know why Beis Shammai went first? Because as the Gemara says, they were Mechadid Tvei. They were sharper. Beis Shammai was sharper. So therefore, like it says in Yevamos and Daf Yudalet, Shammai is sharper. Davagav de Beis Hillel have a ruba Mishnah Mechadid Tvei. Aval Shammai, why did you go before Hillel? And if you want to say because Shammai was sharper than Hillel, who says that? We don't have a source for that. We have Hillel was the Nasi. The Ein Lomar, the Shammai Mechudit Tvei mi Hillel, Mipnesha Rov Taraso Minu, B'nei B'Seir Nasi Alam. Remember, there's a great Gemara in Psachim, Samach Vav, where Hillel comes and he starts talking to them about his Sugir, and they realize that they're wrong, and they say, okay, Hillel, you be the Rosh Hashiva. So basically, the Rosh Yeshiva sat down, Ben Seir took off his, got down from his Rosh Yeshiva kisei, and right when a Hillel came, it was a stranger, and he came and he told them the right halacha about Karan Pesach, and Erev Pesach, he said, okay, you become Rosh Yeshiva. You obviously know a lot more than me. Unbelievable anava, the message of that Gemara, Psachim Daf Samach Vav. But either way, you see, Hillel was unbelievable. So why is Shammai first? Why is Shammai first? So he says, it must be based on that Gemara in Erevin. Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara says, remember the Gemara? Elu ve'elu devri Elohim chayim, the Baskel goes out, Elu ve'elu, but halacha k'beis Hillel. Why? The Gemara says, because two reasons. Two that merge into one. And that is, Beis Hillel held themselves, you know, very meekly. They didn't hold themselves so high. They weren't arrogant. And number two, they were makdim divrei Beis Shammai l'divreihem, which on a deeper level can mean they studied the other people's words and then they still said their own shita. I think we've quoted that in the name of Rosenzweig in the past. Doesn't just mean that they were humble, but it means that they were humble and they listened to other people and they studied and they still said their own shita. They weren't just talking at people. They were talking to people and they actually listened to them and studied their words. So maybe here too, Shammai's going because Hillel let him go first. So we get Musar in the first lines. B'chol makom hayamadaber Hillel tchila el mitoch anvesanuso hayamakdim divrei Shammai lidvarav. That's the Ritva. Kedamrinim beperakama de'erevin legabi talmidehem. Where do you think the students got it from? Hilkach amar dayan shaitan v'tana akdim kedamakdim le Hillel. Wonderful. So that is the Ritva's first ta'ara right here in the Masechta, teaching us to have the proper perspective. Okay, so we have the three shittas in the Mishnah. When does the tumah go back when a woman realizes that she is a nita? The Mishnah here, interestingly, does not talk about what if she had been with her husband 2 nights before. Is she chayv a nashim talui? Right, safik chayv krisus. So the Mishnah is not interested in that right now. The Mishnah starts off regarding the tumah and the tahara, because there you have the chash of chulin bazara. Is it enough of a safik? Is it ikva yisura? Right, this is all. Well, sorry. This is Tumah Daraisa Pashas. Tumah Daraisa, meaning you're going to burn Truma. Right, it's Hillel says, Bekita Lepekita. Pashas is Daraisa, as we'll see. We'll get to Daraisa. Rashi here already alludes to parts of the Gemara. See Rashi on the fifth skinny line. Umetama misafik kolatarish nis askabahen mishas bedika. Tumah's misafik in the past. But still, is that enough of a safik for Asham Talui? That's our question. That's not clear. Even Liavim Harbe. So you're right. It's not. It's Choshesh. It's not. I take it back. It's not. It's not Vaday Tame. from here on in, it's Vaday Tumah. Next line of the Mishnah. Kol Isha Sheish La Veses, Daya Shaita. Everything that we have spoken about so far in this Mishnah has only been about a woman who does not have a set cycle. And then we assume that maybe the cycle started earlier, and we just didn't know about it. But a woman who has what's called a Veses Kavua, some people call it Veses, some people call it Vest. I just say Veses. So a woman who has a Veses Kavua, so Daya Shaita, then everybody would agree, it does not go back. Why? Because we assume Orach Bismano Ba. We assume that the normal cycle happened in its exact time as it's supposed to happen, and therefore it happened right now. We don't have to assume it happened earlier because this woman is only having her vest now. Fine. The Pirush Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnah says maybe this is only Lataris, but for Kalim and others, we would be Matami Meisleis. Okay, but either way, the Mishnah doesn't make any distinctions. Next, Hamishameshes Be'edim. If a woman does Bedikos, we'll get to this also later in the Masechta, if this is appropriate or not. If a woman does Bedikos before or after she is with her husband. Before, just to make sure everything's okay. Afterwards, to make sure that she wasn't what's called Ramat. Roem Machmas Tashmish. We'll see that concept also later in the Masechta, whether that's Lamaisa or not. V'mishamesh is Be'edim, Harezu Kipakita. Umeetas al Yad Me'es La'es, V'al Yad Me'pakita. So if a woman does Bedika before or after Tashmish, so that's no worse of a Bedika than any other time. Why would it be worse of a Bedika? Echronim here, trying to say maybe she's not focused as much, because she's about to be with her husband, and therefore she's not doing it as properly. But we assume, no, it's a good bedika, and therefore you could count from there, according to the Rabbanan, count from there, going back, only from there, is she tame. Next, Ketza Dayashaita. What does it mean, Dayashaita? What does that mean? Haisa Yoshevitz, which is according to Shammai always, and according to others, if she has a Veses Kavua. Kesad, or a specific cycle that that always occurs. Again, we'll have a lot of talk about Vestos. Suffice it to say, three times in a row, she has the same cycle, whether it's the same day of the Hebrew month, whether it's the same haflaga, or it's the same distance between two re'iyas, three times. Therefore, she requires four re'iyas there, because you need three haflagos, three times of separation. But either way, dayashaita. So, ketza dayashaita, what does that mean? Haisa yoshevis b'mita ve'asuka b'taras. She's sitting in her bed, and she's involved. She's touching. She touched taras. Upirsha, then she got off the bed. She went to the bathroom, Varasa, and then she sees. He tamei behein taharos. Dayashaita, boom, cuts it exactly when she sees. Even if 2 minutes earlier she had been osekas b'taras, doesn't matter. Only right now. And that's what we assume even Lamaisa. If a woman, during the day, let's say a woman is out, and then before she might even feel something, but she didn't get to check during daytime, and she only gets to do a bdika at night. At night, that's when we say her nidah starts. Only when she checks, even Isur Labaila. So here too, right when we say Dayashaita, right then. Next. Period. Afal pi sha'amru, last line of the Mishnah. Afal pi sha'amru matamei meisleis. Even though we're choshesh that the tumah started earlier, according to Hillel and the Chachamim, ein amona ela mishat sharasa. But the days that she counts as a nida is only from right now. Your machmer in both directions. Your machmer maybe it started earlier, and your machmer that maybe it did not start earlier, and therefore you cannot go backwards in time counting those as days of re'iyah. Period. Okay, here we go. Gemara. My time in the Beis Shammai. What's the reason for Shammai? Why does Shammai say Dayan Shaitan? So, here we go. Shammai says, Kasavar, this is going to be number one. Number two Shammai is going to be in the middle of tomorrow's daf. But first, we have first opinion of Shammai. Kasavar, Hamid, Isha, Cheskasa, V'Isha, B'Cheskas, Tara, Omedes. This sugya that we're about to get into is one of the major sugyas in Shas of Chazakos. One of the major places to look is right here. And the Rishonim here and the Achronim all discuss this sugya. The Shmaitza, the Chef Shmaitza, the Ksos, and his Sefer is all over the beginning of Maseches Nida, quoting it in Balei Tosfos, getting to one of the major chazakas, major sugyas. So, Kesavar, Hamid Isha Cheskasa V'Isha B'Cheskas Tara Omedes. You know why Shammai says that you don't go back at all? Because a woman has a Cheskas Tara. Before she was a Nida, she is a Cheskas Tara. And that Cheskas Tara, which is called Chazaka Demei Ikara, the original status continues. and therefore we say that she is tahora until proven tamea. Right now she is proven tamea, so only from right now does she become tamea. Period. VeHillel. Even before we get into Hillel, there's a question that the Rishonim ask, going into the Achronim, why do we focus on the Cheskes Tara of the woman, why not the Cheskes Tara of the food that she touched? There's two Cheskes Taras you could focus on. We say, we're Mamir al Cheskasa, and any Taras that she touched yesterday are Tahar. Why do we focus on her Cheskes Tara and not the food's Cheskes Tara? Right, that is the Tosas Rids question, there or here? Here. This is here. Now, the one I quoted before was in Shabbos Tezvav. But here, the question is, so he says something which has to be analyzed, I'll just mention it, and that is, she vandai touched them. The only question is, was she tummy at the time? If she vadeh touched them, then you have to focus on her, not on them. That's what she says. This move vadeh maga. V'lo shayach ha'ilishna l'hecha dika safek maga. Aval hacha dika vadeh maga usveka havi biyahu denaga behu amin hamin ishal cheskasa. Why is that? Tzorachian. Big footnote here, but that's the Tosas Rid, which requires analysis. If you look in the Chachmas Bitzalel, got to get this in here. Chacham Bitzalel. Chacham Bitzalel is a major sefer on Maseches Nida. Can't learn Maseches Nida without it. It was written by Rabbi Bitzalel Ronchberg, which, if you know, throughout Shas, sometimes there's Hagos Maharab. Sometimes not in every daf, every couple of Maseches or every couple of dafim, you have on the bottom next to the Gilyon Hashas or next to the Bach, you have the Ronchberg, Hagos Ronchberg. So he wrote a separate sefer on Maseches Nida. Complete. He quotes Rishonim and Achronim. Everybody, he was, I think, lived at the time of the Nodeb Yehuda. So says the Ronchberg right here. He quotes the Achronim. They quotes Marshas and Marams. It was pretty recent. So there, he has a sefer called Pischei Nida or Chachmas Besalel. Either one. But there, he writes here what I think he quotes Bahanachon after he quotes the Maharam and the Tosas Rid. The Tirates. I think the issue here is because the source of the Chazaka and the Tumah is her. And you have to go to the source. Lumdus. Delawazlina Basar Chazaka Ela Bedavar Shah Safik Noladbo. The Iker root question is her status. So if you can get a Chazaka in her status, that's best. Vikan Asavik Nolad Beha Isha Veloba Ataris. Ubevadai Lisnif Lacheskas Isha Nuchalakachas Cheskas Ataris. Avalola Mechshave Lachazaka Bifne Atzma. Right? That's a key lashon. Right? Whenever you want to get at the root and answer up a safek, it's always best to go to the root of the issue. The root of the issue here is the woman's status, so that's why you go to Cheskas Tara. Okay, so that's Shammai's reason. Shammai says the woman has a Cheskas Tara, and therefore we say the need to happen as late as possible. The Hillel, ki Hillel, so what about Hillel? Why does Hillel say you go back? Ki Amar Hametavar al Cheskaso, Hecha Delesnei Reusim Igufe. When do you say Cheskas Chazaka de Meikara? When did he say that the original status could continue to exist? Only if there is no Reyusa from the body itself. Let's read it and then we'll explain it. Aval Itza, but this woman, Kiva de Migufe Kachazia, Lo Amrina Ukmea Cheskasa, since she saw Dam from her body, so you don't say Ukmea Chazaka. What exactly does that mean? She saw Migufa. So if you just read the Gemara, it sounds like similar to what we just said from the Chacham of Bezalel. This Chazaka has a Reyusa, has something faulty about it from within itself. Because you want to say that, her Cheskas Tara, but you see right now, she has no Cheskas Tara. It's what's called Reyusa Lefanecha. So how could you say, there's a Chazaka to Meikara, but right now you have a break, a Vadai break. So if you have a Vadai break, who says that it should continue all the way until right now? That's not how Rashi, though, understands. If you look in the Pashas of the Gemara is that there's a Reyusa Lefanecha that goes right into the Chazaka. Rashi has a different emphasis. Rashi says, this is a Chazaka that you know is going to change. Sometimes you have Chazakas. A Chazaka is a Chazaka. It can stay forever. A woman who's not a Nida, you know is going to become a Nida. She's not going to be not a Nida forever. Top Rashi, Kiva de Migufa Kachazia, Mu'ada v'regila hilakach, Ein lacheskas Tara. Chazaka de Meikara, Yisod Gadol, Rashi says, Chazaka de Meikara does not apply when it is Umar Lehish Tanos, similar to the concept of Shinui HaChozer Lebir Yaso, which comes up in Lulav HaGazel. But this is Rashi. The Maritz Chai is here, the Rashash here, all comment on the Rashi. They compare it to other contexts where we have Chazakas HaAsuya Lehish Tanos. There is a huge discussion in the Shach and the Taz. Not going to get into the Halakha L'maisa right now. But the Shach and the Taz discuss, this is what the Maritz Chai is connected to. In Shin Sadik Zayin, Rachmana Litzlan, somebody finds out that their relative died, and it's a suffix whether they died within the past month or before the past month. Within the different halachas of Avelis. So do you assume Cheskas Chayim as late as possible, and therefore you assume it happened within the past month, or do you say no, maybe it happened 3 months ago? So there also, the Taz and the Shach discuss, well, it's a Chazakah, people don't live forever. So there's a concept of a cheskas chayim, but once you know a person's dead, maybe you never choshe shema mace. But once you know they died, maybe you should say that it goes back. So that's one parallel discussion. Yoredeya shin sadek zayin. The other parallel case that's discussed is in Hilchos Tzitzis. The Magen Avraham and the Gra discuss, do you have to check your tzitzis every single day? Hey, cheskas kashrus. Had my tzitzis about kosher yesterday, the kosher today. But yeah, you walk around with your tzitzis, and they could get caught on a chair. Maybe it's a chazaka, ha'asuya, right? Rashi's lashon, mu'adav regila lakach. Tzitzis always get caught and ripped without my knowledge. So that's the Magen Avraham says, you should check your tzitzis, right? So the poskim say, what does tzitzis stand for? Tzadik yafrid tzitzis yosef tamid. A tzadik always separates his tzitzis and checks them. That's why the poskim did quest say it's questionable whether you should check your tzitzis Shabbos morning also. Because Shabbos morning, maybe rely on the chazaka. Because what do we usually do when we separate our tzitzis? We tighten it, which might be the mach of kosher. So Shabbos morning, maybe not. But on other days, if one has time to check it. Or the Mishnah Berurah quotes that you can also do it before you put the tzitzis in the bag. Sometimes we're rushed in the morning, we want to get our tzitzis on. So do it at the end of davening. Before you put your tzitzis in your bag, then check it, then there's obviously a chazaka, because it's right before you put it in the bag. Not a problem. But either way, those are three examples where we see a chazaka that could change, whether it has the status of a chazaka or not. Nida, and avelus, a person cheskas chayim, and tzitzis. Vaita, Mr. Brewer there, if you look it up, in Simon Ches of Chaf Beis, he quotes all the different svaras. Okay, so we have a machlokas between Shammai and Hillel. Here we go. Umayshna mi mikva. So what's the difference between our case and mikva? We're asking, as Rashi says, l'travayu parach. We're asking on both Shammai and Hillel. Titzan, what does the Mishnah say in mikvos? Mikva shenim davenim sachaser. A mikva that was exactly 40 sa'ah, it was kosher. And then, at some later date, you measure the mikva and it is chaser. Meaning it's a pasul mikvah. So when do we assume that it became pasul? When did it lose its water? Kotar shenatsu agabav lamafreya beimrush is a rabbi beimrush is a yachat tameyus. Everything backwards is tamei. You always go backwards. Everything went backwards. Since the last time you knew for sure it was shalem, everything retroactively is tamei. And it doesn't matter in Rishus HaYachid, where we usually say, which we'll talk about at length also, Bez Hashem, Rishus HaYachid, and the usual rule is, Safik Tuma Rishus HaRabim Tahar, Rishus HaYachid tamei. Learned out from Sota, which Bez Hashem we will get to very soon. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's in Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid, still tameos. Tame, l'shamai kasha l'mafreya. According to Shammai, because Shammai says here in our Mishnah, you don't go back at all. And there, in Mikvos, you go back totally. L'hillel kasha vaday. And l'hillel kasha vaday. Why? As Josh asked before. The ilu me'es le'esha benidah tolam v'lo ochlam v'lo sarfin. In our Mishnah, it's all a suffix. It's a chshash. And you don't burn truma, but you don't eat truma. It's a suffix. V'ilu hacha tuma vaday. So I got mixed up before. I knew there's a vaday tuma. By mikvos, we assume the person is vaday tameh if they went to the mikvah yesterday, and the last time we checked was 3 days ago. So what's the difference between nida and mikvah? Answer, hasa mishum di'ikala meymar hemitami al cheskaso v'emalo taval. No. Because by the mikvah, there's a cheskas tuma of the person. And therefore, the cheskas tumah, we assume he didn't go to the mikvah. Says the Gemara, Adarabah, having mikvah cheskas of emel ochaser. What do you mean? There's a cheskas tara, cheskas kashrus of the mikvah, that it had 40 sa'am. So why do you focus on the man and not on the mikvah? So the Gemara says, Hari chaser lefanecha. What do you mean? But you see, there's a chaser, the mikvah's lacking now. Hachanami, Hari dam lefanecha. But what do you mean? By the isha also, there's dam. Meaning, what's the difference? The hashu the chazoi. But what do you mean? Maybe she saw the dam now. Hachanami, hashu the chaser. Maybe only you lost the water now. So basically, what's the difference? So the Gemara finally answers, Hachi hashta. Wait a minute. Ha'asam, ikalameimer chaser va'asa. By a mikvah, it probably happened gradually. It happened gradually. So there's a good chance that it happened a while ago. It doesn't happen in one moment. Ha'acha, ikalameimer chazoi va'asa, chazoi va'asa. Does it happen that a woman sees gradually? So the Gemara says, yes. Oh my kusha, zoma hagasa gascha zise. Maybe there was a buildup in her uterus, slowly, slowly, and finally it came out. But the kosei b'sarechem are holding it. So the Gemara answers, l'maskana, hasam ika tarti l'reyasa. Hacha ika chad l'reyasa. This is the sugya of tarti l'reyasa. Over there, by the mikvah, there's tarti l'reyasa. Meaning what? There's the cheskas tumah of the person, and the mikvah is chaser right now. Two problems. By the woman, there's just the cheskas tumah of the woman. So there's two negatives over there. There's only one good negative here. That's why in our case it's a suffix, and in that case it's a vaday. How exactly does tarti l'reyasa work? Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. How exactly? Is that just two against one? Or does one chazaka knock out one chazaka and you're left with the other chazaka? Which we'll talk about. There's a lot of lumdis about tarti l'reyasa. But first we'll just do the next section, because it's a parallel section. We ask not only for mikvah, but we ask from chavis. Maishtami chavis. The Mishnah says, ditznan, as follows. Let's say somebody has 100 barrels of truma, and there's 100 barrels of wine, and I'm going to make one barrel of wine into my truma. And every time I take wine from one of the other barrels, I say, yeah, the truma for this barrel is in that barrel. And I keep going and I keep going. And all of a sudden, one day I check, I'm like, oh, it's vinegar. It's not wine anymore. It changed. So how far back do I say, oh, it changed, and everything that I ate since then needs to have truma taken again? Or do I say, no, it was wine up until yesterday? So how long do I go back? Truma. I find out that it was vinegar. For 3 days vaday, after that suffik. What does that mean? So Rashi quotes Machlokas in Maseches Bava Basra. Machlokas Amoraim. Does that mean that the past 3 days it was for sure vinegar, and before that it's a suffik? Or do I say, the first 3 days after you checked, it's for sure wine, and after that it's suffik? What does it mean 3 days vaday? The first 3 days is vaday wine, and the last 3 days is vaday vinegar, and everything else is suffik. That's a machlokas, what this line means there in Baba Basra. But either way, kasha l'shamai. You're going backwards for something, and Shammai in our mission says you don't go back at all. So same exact shakla v'tarya. What do you mean? Because over there, there's a cheskas tevel. That, just like the cheskas tum of the person. So, adarabba, hamid yayin al cheskas of emer lo hechmitz. Maybe the wine is like the mikvah. Maybe the wine was still wine. Hari hechmitz lefanecha. Hachanami hari dam lefanecha. What's the difference? Hashtu de chazoi. Hasanami hashtu de hechmitz. So the Gemara says, Hachi hashta. Hasam ikal amemar hechmitz vasa hechmitz vasa. Over there, becoming vinegar is a gradual process. Hacham ikal amemar chazoi vasa chazoi vasa. But here, was it gradual by the woman? Yes, umay kushya. Tamahagasa gas chazise. Maybe she saw little by little coming out. So the Gemara answers, though, Hasam ikal tarti l'reasa. Same thing. By the barrel case, there's tarti l'reasa. There's the cheskas tevel and the cheskas that it's chometz befanecha. That's two. By the woman, there's only the cheskas tuma, haka, ika, chada, l'reasa. Here, there's only chada, l'reasa, and therefore, it's suffik versus vaday. Okay, before we'll do tati l'reasa tomorrow, just one other ha'ara, the Ritva points out that the Rambam's psak is a problem. Because you would think, so far, that chavis and mikvah should go together. Right, the Gemara treats it properly. But if you look at the Rambam paskins that by mikvah, there's tuma vaday l'mafreya, like we said, and by chavis, there's tuma this suffik. Everything in the past is suffik because you don't know when it became, you don't know when it became a chometz. So that's what the Ritva asks, because it's Sarachin on the Rambam. Why should there be any difference between mikvah? The Gemara is about to ask, but we're going to answer. Oh, it's a different sheet. It's a different Tana. But what's the difference between chavis and mikvah? So Rav Meir Simcha in his Chedusha Malashas, and I'll read it to you from the Chassam Sofer. They both, the Meshech Rabbah and the Chassam Sofer, both give the same answer for the Rambam, that even though the Gemara parallels them, there's a difference between a mikvah and a barrel. Shiny mikvah, the afilu sha'achas lo nizbarach es kaso. Interestingly, by a mikvah, the second after you checked, maybe something changed. There's no chazaka that a mikvah continues to be kosher. You have no idea. Shari efshar de imsiluk yadav livdo kvar hischol eschaser. There's nothing started yet. Masha'ekin by a barrel, if you check it as wine, it doesn't become vinegar the next second. It doesn't become vinegar. It takes at least 3 days. So there's a chazaka at least for a little bit after your bedika. So once the chazaka was able to start, so you can assume that it continued at least mishum safik. That's what the Rambam paskins, safik by chavis. Unlike by mikvah, where it could have happened right afterwards. So that's the distinction between mikvah and the chavis. Ubezem miyushab sachar Rambam, the pasak mikvah vadai, the chavis safik. V'tarak bazeh mishal melech. So per kudmi mikvos, the chulu, but I think that's how one can answer it. Okay, Bez Hashem, well, tomorrow we have to start off with Tati L'Reasa, and also a beautiful piece. If you have a Minchas Asher at home, you can look it up. The Minchas Asher in Sefer Vayikra, Simin Chav Hei, where he has a beautiful overview of Chazakos and Shas. Different types of Chazakos, different types of Chazakos and Meikaris. That's in Simin Chav Hei, in Parshas Mitzora. Where the source of Chazaka is. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Baruch Hashem, we had a Haskalah, and remember, please, anybody out there who might be interested in joining the Chevra for a Siyum, please just shoot an email to rosnerdaf@gmail.com, rosnerdaf@gmail.com, and just let us know. There's no commitment, just that you're interested, and I might be interested in coming possibly on that Thursday night, which will also be Brachas Daf Beis. Brachas starts on that Friday. Need is the last day. It's only like 5-6 lines on that Thursday. Friday morning is Brachas Daf Beis. But Hashem, that may be at, we get that Thursday night. If that's the night, tentatively, we could do the shiur then. Okay, so everybody, if they could participate, that would be great. I'll be announcing this for a couple of days.